You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 104 of Take a Bow. I'm your host, Eli Tokash, and this week we have a little bit of a different episode, but it's going to be a really, really cool one. As I mentioned in the previous few episodes, actually, I went to the opening night of POTUS, the new Broadway play that's on Broadway this season, and it's playing at the Schubert Theater. I was able to attend its opening night. I was able to talk to literally all of the cast. The entire cast is going to be featured in this episode. They are actually going to be featured first, and then we'll hear from some of the special guests that showed up at the opening night of POTUS. And it was an incredible night. It was an incredible show. I'm a huge fan. I came on, I reviewed it, I did all the fun stuff, and now I'm finally releasing the content. But it's going to be one of those fun opening night episodes. And for those of you who kind of like the more traditional episodes where they have interviews, I've actually been doing a few interviews this week, which is why we are choosing to release this type of episode this week, as it was difficult for scheduling purposes to figure out a time to schedule a guest. But with that being said, you can go check out other podcasts that I'm actually a guest on. You can check out Real Talk with Mason Bray, which is also on the Broadway Podcast Network, or you can check out a musical theater podcast, which is a episode that I did to talk about this season's Tony Awards. I gave my Tony nomination predictions and my favorite, and just kind of reviewed all the shows that I saw. That episode was a Patreon exclusive, so it's only $1 if you want to check that out. And then Real Talk with Mason Bray is available on all podcast platforms, and that's kind of me talking about my career, my story, and talking about the podcast a lot on that show. So if you want to tune into any of those, that's completely free on all podcast platforms. Go check those out. I had a great time on all of those, and I've actually done a few more this week. But those are the BPN plugs that I wanted to mention, and you can follow me on social media if you want to listen to any of the other ones that I did this week. So with that being said, although it's a bit of a different type of episode this week, we are still going to be doing all of our regular stuff. So with that being said, let's turn it over to some Broadway news, shall we? I'm going to start off the Newsweek section this week and talking about my fun news. I saw two Broadway shows this week, and I wanted to give you my thoughts on them. So I saw Music Man first, and then I literally saw Music Man the day I released Jared Grimes' episode, which is the Tony-nominated performer in Funny Girl, who was on last week's episode. And I went to see Music Man and just absolutely fell in love. I'd never seen a production of Music Man before live on stage. Anytime you get to see Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster on a stage together, it's a gift. It doesn't even matter what the material is. Like, it's going to be amazing. I was a little worried going in because I was like, oh, Music Man, like, I heard it's pretty long. I heard it's a little boring. I was never bored during the show. I thought they did a wonderful job. It's going to give company a run for its money in the revival category. It was brilliant. It was 2.5 hours, so it definitely was able to cut some fat. But that being said, they still had all of those incredible dance numbers. They were able to feature the band and all of the fun stuff. It was a great ensemble piece. Just amazing to see that stage and what they did with the theater to fit that many people both on the stage and in the audience is pretty spectacular. It was sold out and it was a great crowd, and I think that always helps a performance. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it other than, like, Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster obviously stole the show. They were fantastic. I was actually at a performance where they both were in a scene together and they just broke. So the audience, of course, was eating that up. It was just a great night. I loved Music Man. This production of it, I will not be surprised, will do very well at the Tony Awards. But I mean, there's just so much that anything could win this year. Honestly, it's just so up in the air. There's definitely no clear-cut winners for sure. But that makes it fun. So it makes it exciting and something to watch. And yeah, so Music Man, go check that out. It's at the Winter Garden. And there's been some like talks about like Justin Timberlake replacing Hugh Jackman this week. Hugh Jackman came out. He made an announcement saying, that's not true. I don't even have an end date. It said like this would be happening in November. And he was like, I don't think I'm leaving the show in November. That may be news to me, but like, none of this is true. This would be super cool, but I don't think any of this is true. Anyways, just something. So with that being said, go see Music Man. Neither of them have dates that they're leaving, Sutton or Hugh. They're just so fantastic, and it's definitely worth seeing with them. And yeah, we had a great time, and hopefully we'll get some Music Man company members on the podcast to talk all about it. So yeah. Then I was able to see A Strange Loop, which also was fantastic. I still have Six and MJ above that for my Tony winner. I know. I'm sorry for those listening. If they disagree with me, I love Strange Loop. I didn't love it as much as I loved MJ or Six. I thought it was interesting because it was advertised that it was like a 90-minute show with no intermission. Well, really, it was like a 2-hour show with no intermission, so I'm not sure how they're getting away with that. But maybe it was just that night. So there was an understudy on when I went, actually playing the lead role of Usher. So maybe that could have affected the time difference. But anyways, his performance was fantastic. The understudy did a fantastic job. I loved the show. I thought it was absolutely something completely different. I think it's one of those shows that gets me excited about the future of Broadway, because I feel like if this show was on Broadway before the pandemic, I don't think it would have necessarily would have succeeded in the way that it's doing right now. I don't think that it's something that people were able to watch or willing to watch or kind of be able to digest all of that if it wasn't for the movements during the pandemic, if it wasn't for the reflecting during the pandemic, and all the wonderful things that happened to further everything with not even further, but like acknowledge all of the systemic racism and everything just going on in our history, and kind of reflecting and looking into a mirror. It's definitely a big Black and queer American Broadway show. And I'm just quoting that from the show. And like, there's scenes about like finding your inner white girl, and it's about a playwright writing a play. So like, it's a show within a show, and there's like a rock number about AIDS, and it's just like, it's wild. It's like, and nothing you'll ever see. I mean, literally, it wasn't like I walked out of the show. Like, usually I walk out of shows and I'm just like, oh my God, that was fantastic. Or, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. But that show, I was literally like, what did I just watch? Like, it wasn't like I was just not even confused. I just needed to like digest it all. Like, it's just something so unlike anything we've seen on Broadway, and it's so different and unique and beautiful that it was just like, that is something that is foreign to me. And I've been going to Broadway shows since I was like 9. So like, what's going on? I've been going for the past 10 years, and I don't know how to, what I just saw, you know, like, and how to even begin to analyze what my thoughts are about the show. Anyways, that being said, the next morning I woke up and I was just like, I really enjoyed that show. Like, I didn't know leaving. I literally didn't know if I liked it, if I did not, what I was confused about, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was one of those shows that I just had to really let digest and figure out, like, what the true meaning behind it was, and figuring out a way that, like, because when you go to a show, you're gonna like want to relate to it. And obviously, as a white male, just like a teenager, like, I didn't know how to relate to that while watching it, but I was entertained the entire time. So it was just like, I don't know. It was something really fun to watch, something completely new. And I really enjoyed it. And I think that, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens at the Tonys, because the way that it's getting responded to is just like unlike any other thing that I've seen. Like, there is such a rave about it right now, which is so great to see because of how different and exciting this wave and generation of Broadway is going to be, because we haven't had anything big, black, and queer be such a success on Broadway. So I hope the good reviews continue and it continues to succeed in all the ways that it is. But yeah, it'll be fun to see. And again, I still have MJ and Six above it. Maybe that's just me, but I just know that, like, as soon as I walked out the theater, I was like, oh my God, I'm in love. Like, and I didn't have that feeling walking out of A Strange Loop, but I did have it the next day. So, like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's a weird one. I don't know what to say about it, but you're just going to have to go and find out for yourself. Go check it out. It's A Strange Loop on Broadway. Super good. You're definitely going to enjoy it. And even if you don't, you're going to be entertained. Like, I don't know. It's great. It's worth seeing. And yeah, so that's my little Broadway news this week. Moving on to like actual Broadway news. Unfortunately, our good friend Annalise Carpacci and the cast of Mrs. Doubtfire will be, and Calvin Cooper, but Annalise has been on here twice, so she came to mind. And then the cast of Mrs. Doubtfire is closing on Broadway on May 29th, which is really soon. It's in like 10 days if you're listening to this Thursday, the day that this comes out. With this announcement, producer Kevin McCollum actually did announce that there will be a run in England and a national tour. The national tour will be in October of 2023, and England will be later this year. So you still have 10 days to see it if you listen to this the day that it comes out on Thursday, May 19th. So make sure you go see it. I have not seen it yet. So within these next 10 days, if you go see it, there's like a 1 in 10 chance that I'm going to be there, because I'm definitely going to it before it closes on May 29th. I look forward to seeing it. I don't understand like why it's doing poorly, because like everyone I talk to is like, I loved it. It was about family. I enjoyed it. The performances were great. The show was good. Like, I don't understand. Like, I haven't heard like anything like completely negative about it. So like, I don't understand why it's doing so poorly, and partially maybe because of the whole, you know, it's more of a tourist show, because it's just Mrs. Doubtfire is just so known worldwide. And it's like Chicago or like Phantom of the Opera. It's like just so broadly known that it could be a more of a tourist crowd, and tourists just aren't coming to New York right now. So that could be part of the unfortunate timing that Mrs. Doubtfire is happening. But everyone I talk to in the industry and in New York really enjoys it. So I don't know what's going on, and I'm excited to find out for myself what's going on with the show, and hopefully be just to see it before it closes, because I've heard such great things, and I've heard Rob McClure is amazing. I heard it's worth you going just to see him, which he is nominated for a Tony, so I'm not surprised that it is worth seeing. Anyways, moving on, that's it for that. A Beautiful Noise, our friend Will Swenson, will be opening on Broadway this fall, playing at the Broadhurst Theater. This was just announced today, Wednesday, May 18th, but yesterday, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, with preview performances beginning Wednesday, November 2nd, and the official opening night is currently set for Sunday, December 4th. Very exciting stuff. November, that's not too far away. When we talked to Will, he mentioned that they were going to do like an out of town, and then they were going to do to Broadway. Obviously that's happening. And, he kind of hinted at like a late summer, early fall. So this is kind of happening, I guess you could say early fall, but it's kind of like mid fall. December is, well, no, it's actually end of fall, because December's winter. I don't know what I'm thinking. It's like winter. And that's the opening night. I mean, obviously November with previews and everything, but I guess the opening night is December. So I guess that's kind of winter. But anyways, yeah, it'll be great. Neil Diamond, go check it out. And if you haven't listened to our episode with Will Swenson, it's definitely one you should check out. And check that out on wherever you found this episode is where you can find that one. He talks all about Neil Diamond and A Beautiful Noise and his wonderful career on Broadway. So yeah. And now moving on, this one is very exciting. Obviously, the run. Congratulations, first of all, to everyone who was involved in the Into the Woods little, I guess, gala benefit performances, like all of the wonderful the run that they had at City Center. The cast was just ridiculous, and everyone I talked to was like, "This is insane! This is like the best thing I've ever seen." I was so mad that I couldn't attend. I was offered a ticket, but it was Mother's Day, and I was just so bummed that I couldn't go because literally there's not been a single negative thing about the show, and there's a lot of speculation now that it's coming back to Broadway. I would love it. It would be a dream. Anyways, that happened, and now they announced, City Center announced that Michaela Diamond and Ben Platt are set to star in Parade, directed by Michael Arden. This gala benefit performance will be on November 1st, and the production will run through November 6th, so just like a week long. I hope to go to this because, I mean, first of all, love Parade. I have actually seen a production of Parade where I have not seen a production of Into the Woods, so I'm literally so eager to see Into the Woods. Live, that is, Into the Woods. And but you all know how much of a Ben Platt fan I am and Michaela Diamond. And those are just the first people to be announced. They had a amazing cast for Into the Woods, and I'm sure that they're going to have a star-studded cast for this one, for Parade at City Center as well. November 1st, November 6th, start keeping your eye out. They said that they're going to sporadically be not selling tickets necessarily, but also selling tickets, because before the tickets really go on sale, they're going to be doing like pop-up things here and there with the show that's going to have the tickets at a more affordable rate. So just keep your eye out on it, because it's definitely something worth checking out. And after seeing Into the Woods is ticket prices. So they were insane, and that's part of the reason why I couldn't get in to see it. So because of that, you're definitely going to want to take advantage of any opportunity that you can to get a cheap ticket, to get an affordable ticket, because none of them are actually cheap, but an affordable ticket to see this production of Parade at New York City Center.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Moving on. There's a couple more things here. SUFS was canceled. Their performances. Okay, this is actually heartbreaking. SUFS actually canceled performances up until May 25th, and they close on May 29th. So literally they have like 4 days. And SUFS is one of those shows right now that's like hard to get a ticket to and everybody wants to go see. I talked about SUFS on, I was one of the first people to see SUFS, and I was able to talk about it, and it was great. And now it's got all this hype, and I love it. And unfortunately, they're canceling a whole like week and a half of performances due to COVID-19 complications. This entire run, this cast has had a lot of difficulty staying healthy and have had to cancel in several occasions because of COVID-19 complications. So hopefully by shutting down for like a week and a half. It allows them to fully play out their last week of performances, and hopefully it'll allow the cast to recoup a bit, get healthy, quarantine, avoid all those complications, and it can have a smooth last week of performances. Until May 29th. And if you can get a ticket to this show for its last week, I highly recommend it. I don't think it's going to be too long till it's going to be on Broadway, but still so worth it. I loved the show. It's at the Public Theater right now, where Hamilton is, or was. It's really like, I feel like it's just going to follow in its footsteps. I mean, it's not rap or anything, but like, it's just a history musical kind of changing the course of Broadway. This is an all-female cast, all-female creative team. It's unlike anything you've seen. It's from City Center. The lead is also the writer. It's got a lot of similarities, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it follow in its footsteps and come to Broadway, especially with all the hype that it's generated now by playing at the Public. So last thing on our list here to talk about is that there's a lot of it's really award season, and a lot of award ceremonies and shows are going on right now. We recently had the Lucille Hotels Awards, and that's usually for Off-Broadway. Drama desks are approaching, and then, of course, we have Outer Critics, and we have the Tony Awards and all that fun stuff. But usually, you may not have heard these Outer Critics and these Drama Desks and these Lucille Hotels and all those award shows. And really, that's okay. I mean, like, they're the lesser-known ones, but a lot of the time, those kind of have implications of what's going to happen at the Tony Awards. So it's definitely something good to keep an eye on. I think maybe that's actually not true. I've noticed that as a trend in the last 3 years that I've kind of been like watching and tracking them. I mean, maybe not 3 years. Well, yes, 3 years, but really like 5 years because the pandemic doesn't count. Anyways, this year, the Drama Desk Awards announced their nominations. They just announced it like this week, and it was so cool to see. The Drama Desk Awards, for those of you who don't know, are really, really cool because they acknowledge works from shows on Broadway, shows off Broadway, and shows off Broadway. And they put them all into one category, which is just so cool, and you don't see anything like it. So really, it's just like New York. Like, it's literally like any show going on in New York is everyone's fair game. No one has like another level. They're all in the same category. Just really, really cool stuff. So leading the way was Six, no surprise there. Kimberly Akimbo, which was an off-Broadway show that I went and saw. Skylissa Friedman, fantastic. Vicky Clark stars in it. Bonnie Mulligan as well, fantastic performance. Which is coming to Broadway also. So there's lots going on. So it was led by Six, and then it went Kimberly Akimbo, and then it went Company, MJ, Intimate Apparel, and so on. Those were the top five shows for nominations. So that's an interesting trend. Six and Company and MJ are going to be in this season's Tony Awards. Obviously, Kimberly Akimbo and Intimate Apparel will not be, as they are off-Broadway shows. But interesting to look out for. Kimberly Akimbo has a lot of buzz. They've won a lot of awards at the Lucille Hotels and all of the other places that have had these award ceremonies. Huge shout out to Vicky Clark, by the way, who has won a ton of awards for her performance in this because she was fantastic. But all this buzz going on around the show, like, it's pretty good stuff. I mean, they are out nominating Company and MJ and all these musicals that it's like, whoa. So that's a show coming to Broadway that everybody's going to want to keep their eye out on and really pay attention to and hopefully get a chance to see when it comes. It's coming in the fall. The fall is going to be another really strong season. So congratulations to everyone involved who were nominated for a Drama Desk Award and all of these awards ceremonies coming out. I mean, there's just too many to keep track of. So I apologize for not being able to like keep up with all of them. But once again, I saw that, grabbed my attention, and I thought that that was something interesting to talk about because I think we're going to do a lot of fun things with Kimberly Akimbo moving forward. So stay tuned for that. And yeah. That's all I have for you folks. So let's turn it over. I know this was a long intro, but I wanted to talk about all of these incredible things. Let's turn it over to all of these wonderful interviews from POTUS. You're going to be hearing from Julianne Hough. You're going to be hearing from Rachel Dratch. You're going to be hearing from Julie White, Lily Cooper, Chuck Cooper, Eddie Cooper. You're going to be hearing from Jesse Tyler Ferguson. You're going to be hearing from all Adrian Warren, Shireen Pimentel. You'll be hearing from all of these incredible people. All of these interviews are about maybe about a minute long, a minute 30 if we're lucky, maybe even 2 minutes. Probably one is like 2 minutes. So they're quick interviews. Everyone's kind of just wanting to talk to everybody, moving down the line swiftly. These opening nights are insane. I would love to share a video with all of you. You actually are if you're a Patreon member. So go check us out on Patreon if you are interested in seeing that, because these award shows are crazy. The videos does not do it justice, but it helps. This is a fun one. I hope you all enjoy it. And we talk a lot about POTUS. So here goes nothing. POTUS, curtain up. Can you talk to me about how special it is to be working with such a great group of women on Broadway?
Well, it's really thrilling. And for some reason, there's always this weird thing thrown around that women aren't funny.
Yeah.
Wrong!
No, seriously.
It's so funny. This show is amazing.
It's really fun. And yeah, it's amazing to not have any of that energy that... Sorry.
Yeah, for sure.
No what? Dick energy around. It's just the girls. Yeah. And we not only have all of our, you know, all of the ovary energy, we've got a couple of nursing mothers.
There you go.
So it's like, yeah, baby. It's so, it's really been an absolute joy and an honor to get to bring this to the Schubert. And also, the other side of Schubert Alley is another all-female cast. So it's really thrilling that the ladies are holding up one of the most iconic little streets on Broadway.
Yes, it's a very special time for sure. So. How are you? How are you feeling about tonight?
I'm excited. I'm Susie, by the way.
I have to ask, your character in the show, what president do you feel like it resembles the most?
What president?
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, she doesn't resemble any former president.
Okay.
I feel like she'd be an aspirational president, where we have just a string of female presidents coming on the horizon.
Well, that's great. That's a great little transition into my next question, which is, what is it like to work with such a wonderful group of women?
I've never had an experience like this. And no shade to men or the, you know, but there's something about the way women communicate. There's a shorthand, and helping each other is, it doesn't have to be requested, it's understood. And it was so immediate and universal that it surprised me at first, where it's like, there's people that would just automatically help you. This cast is that group of people, or that type of person.
I love that. It's a community on stage and backstage.
Yeah, and you know, it's also very efficient.
Yes.
7 emails is now just 2.
There you go. That'll do it. Well, can you describe the show for me in one word?
I can't say it.
You can't say it?
No.
Okay. What? Make a new one up.
It would have to be Conti.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. I see where it's going. I love that. That is literally perfect. Thank you so much. Enjoy tonight.
You're welcome.
Can you just describe POTUS in one word for me?
One word, hilarious.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Our opening, I feel like we've worked so hard to get here, and being on stage with these insanely brilliant and funny ladies is honestly the best.
What is it like to collaborate with so many, like, a group of women such as this?
Group of women, veterans, Broadway vets, and, you know, I feel like I'm getting a masterclass from, you know, all these women, Susan Stroman, every single day, and I'm just, like, so beyond honored to be here with, like, Broadway coming back to life again, and, like, I get to be here. I feel so honored.
How excited are you to make your Broadway debut?
I'm beyond. I mean, this really is a dream come true. It's been something that I've dreamed of since I was a little girl. Even my sister, like, told me what Broadway was when I was little. I didn't even know what it was. And so it's been in my, like, my atmosphere for so many years, and I can't believe I'm actually here.
Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. I love it. So can you do me a favor? Can you think of a president, a previous president, that your character most resembles?
My character most resembles. I am Dusty from Iowa. Yep. I don't think resembles my character.
Okay, no. I love it. I love when you come in with the icy and everything like that. It's so funny. You do an amazing job. Can you talk to me about leading the concert at the end?
Oh, yeah. You know, Dusty's always trying to just help out any way she can. And, she's doing her thing. She's given her, like, best Iowa dance company performance. So.
Well, thank you so much. Enjoy tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Yeah, of course. How excited are you about tonight?
I'm very excited. It's Broadway debut. Yes. Me and Susie and Julianne. Yeah. So that's really exciting. Yeah.
And how do you feel like SNL kind of prepared you for this?
Ooh, well, I guess working in comedy for so long, it just, you know, you instinctually just try to find the funny in every moment you can. So probably something like that. I don't know.
Totally. That's a perfect answer. What is it like to work with so many wonderful, like, females on stage?
Gosh, it's so fun. Everyone's really smart and funny, and everyone brings their own energy to their part. So it's so fun. Like, instantly, first read through, just excited to work with everybody.
Yeah, and it's easy to work with so many great people. Yeah. Like, when those are your scene partners, it's insane.
Oh, yeah. So fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you describe the show for me in one word?
I don't know. Irreverent? I don't know. Or I would say lady power. That's probably a made-up word, but lady power, yeah.
I love it. Well,
irreverent lady power, yeah.
Yes, I love it. Enjoy tonight. Thank you so much for stopping by, Rachel.
Second to chat.
Amazing. How excited are you for tonight?
I'm dying. I'm so excited. How much? I can't wait. I've got so many friends coming, and I can't wait. Jesse doesn't have a show tonight, so he's coming over across the street to watch it.
I love it.
You know, I went to his opening. Now he's coming to mine. I'm just really, you know, it's just great. It's just great.
How excited are you to have Broadway back?
I couldn't be more excited. I've been going to Broadway since it's been back. I've been going and going and going, and now I can't because, you know.
Sure.
We're all basically on the same schedule. That's the worst thing. The only bad thing about being in a Broadway show is you can't see your friends in their shows and stuff. Yeah.
How would you describe POTUS in one word?
A cunt.
Oh, great. That's a popular one. That's a popular answer.
That would be, there's a reason for that. Yep. See the show and you'll know why.
I love it. Well, what character, so your character, right?
Yeah.
Give me a president, a former president, that you feel like your character resembles the most.
My character resembles Roast, a former president. Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah?
Now I'm going to go with Bill Clinton.
There you go. There you have it. Thank you so much. Enjoy tonight. Thank you.
Great. How are you?
Do you mind? Do you have a second to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So how excited are you for tonight? I know this is, like, kind of your second opening, but, like, how excited are you?
No, it's funny because we kind of got all of, like, the stressful stuff out of the way on Wednesday with the quote-unquote press opening. And now this one we just get to have fun and dress up and look cute. So it's really great.
Absolutely. What is it like to work with such a wonderful group of women on stage?
Okay. The most surreal thing ever. Every time I walk into Schubert Alley, I see my name next to six other women that I adore, and I just feel so lucky.
Okay, now what president do you feel like your character resembles the most?
What president?
Yeah.
Well, I hope Obama.
Oh, period. great answer. Is that who you, like, want it to be, or is that, like, who you actually feel? Okay.
Yeah.
And what about you as, like, a human?
Same answer.
Period. I love it. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy tonight. It's going to be amazing. I love the show. You're welcome.
I'm expecting to see my daughter on Broadway.
No way. I love it. Are you excited? What is it? What number show is this for her?
Five.
Five. Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. All you guys, your family is so talented.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lucky. I can't. I love your daughter's performance in this show. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Oh, way cool. Yeah, way cool. I'm glad to hear it.
Has she shared anything about the show
nothing.
With you?
I know nothing.
You know nothing?
And I've read nothing.
No way.
No.
Do you usually do that?
I'm just a virgin.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. It's great stuff. Well, enjoy tonight. I'm excited for you. I'm excited to hear your reaction.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Take care.
Not at all.
How excited are you to see the show tonight?
Oh my God, this is the best way to make a Broadway debut, which is that I get to sit in the audience, have a drink, enjoy the show, and recorded or played over the audio at some point. And so I don't have to worry about where I'm standing on the stage or how I look or remembering a line. I get to just enjoy the show and technically still call it my Broadway debut. So I'm into it.
And you can say you worked with all these fabulous women.
Yes. Yeah. I was in a play with Vanessa Williams. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Can I ask if you're a blue slushy or croc kind of guy?
This is embarrassing to admit, but I'm not sure that I've ever tasted a blue slushy, and I know I've never worn Crocs.
No way!
I have nothing against them. I just have no experience with either.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, we'll leave that one. We'll leave that one. So, have you seen the show yet?
No, but I've read the script.
Okay.
So I'm really excited to see it staged.
So, now that you've read the script, how would you describe the show after just reading the script?
A documentary.
A documentary. How so?
Well, I was a White House correspondent for 4 years. Okay. My husband worked in the White House. And I live in Washington, D.C., and I think what actually goes on in the West Wing is much closer to what happens in this play than many people would like to admit.
Wow, interesting. Well, it's very on brand for you to be making your Broadway debut in this, then.
I like to think so. I'm honored to have been invited to be a small part of it.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy your night.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you. Do you have a second to chat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How excited are you to see the show tonight?
I'm very excited to see it. I'm like, they're my neighbors.
I was just
so
gonna say that. They were so happy. They mentioned you many times. The cast is saying your neighbors and everything.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, no, I'm excited to see what these seven women are doing in this theater. I'm ready to laugh and have just a great night off for my own show.
Yes, this block is kind of iconic right now with both shows featuring women casts. How do you feel about Broadway and just how it's coming back?
I mean, it's an incredible time.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we can do something together.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be really special because it's 7 and 7 right next door to each other. You know what I mean? But it's a great time for women. And hopefully we're heard.
Totally. Talk to me about For Colored Girls now. What is that process like? Are you loving life?
Oh, my God. I love my cast. The process with Camille was amazing. She has brought together an amazing, uniquely talented group of women who I am just overjoyed every day to share the stage with. Oh, it's been absolute joy.
That's amazing. Well, enjoy tonight. Prepare to laugh and have so much fun.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, how excited are you to see the show tonight?
I'm so excited. I don't know anything about it, and I did it on purpose because I want to experience it for the first time, but I've heard it's so funny, so I'm really excited.
Well, have you heard about the Crocs or the Blue Slushy?
No.
Okay, well, they're pretty iconic in the show. They're parts. They're just little gags,
I'm
you know?
Excited.
Yeah, but are you a Crocs or a Blue Slushy kind of gal?
Ooh, I think a Crocs gal now. I never used to be into Crocs, but when I was in West Side, we got Crocs.
Yeah.
And I've been in love ever since.
They're the best backstage.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I love them.
Absolutely essential. Talk to me about the Into the Woods rehearsal process.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's been so fast.
Yeah.
As many people know, it just goes by. But it's so wonderful to be in that room. Everyone's extremely talented, which is just a given. But then on top of it, they're so kind and so amazing to be with. Yeah.
That helps, right?
Oh my gosh, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And how excited are you to see this group of women on the stage tonight?
I'm so excited. They're wonderful, and they're giants in this industry, and so to see them all be together and to create this piece of art, to end this season too, it's
right.
Perfect.
Seriously. Well, enjoy the show. Thanks for doing this.
Of course. Thank you.
So excited to have a great time in the theater.
How cool is it to see a group of women collaborate on the stage together?
It's cool. I hate that it's so rare.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to be here and to support that. And I hope there's a lot more of that coming in the future soon.
Absolutely. I have one question.
Yeah.
Crocs or blue slushies?
Ooh, blue slushies.
Okay, there you go. Thank you so much. Enjoy tonight.
Hi, Alex. Do you have a quick second to chat?
Thank you so much. How excited are you to see the show tonight?
I'm super excited. It's apparently really hilarious and hysterical, so I'm ready to laugh. I need to laugh today.
Are you ready to see a group of fabulous women on the stage together?
Absolutely. That's all I live for.
Yeah, seriously. Well, there's a big croc and blue slushy kind of gag on the stage.
Oh, yes.
What are you? Like, are you a blue slushy? Are you a crocs kind of person?
I'm a blue slushy.
Okay.
I'm not a croc girl.
I get it.
Okay. I love that for you. I'm so excited for you to see the show. Thank you for stopping by. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, honey.
Where is...
There's lots of physical comedy, lots of shenanigans and chagrins and antics. I'm ready.
Yes! Oh my god. Are you excited to see a bunch of females on stage doing their work?
I'm always excited to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm especially excited to see it tonight. They see them rock it out.
Yes.
I cannot wait.
And how do you...
They should run everything anyway.
Seriously.
I don't get anything done.
Yeah. How do you feel about Broadway being back?
In all honesty, I'm just so thankful.
Yes.
And I think we're all so blessed to be literally alive and to have our community come back. I'm just so grateful and so thankful.
Yes.
That's all I can really say.
Yes.
Very, very thankful.
Thank you so much. Enjoy POTUS tonight.
We love
yeah.
you. I'm good, good.
How excited are you to see the show tonight?
I'm very excited. I am. I heard good things. I hear that it's funny.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to laughing and you know, having a good time.
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question. Since it's POTUS, okay, as a human, what president do you feel like you kind of, I don't know, resemble or embody the most?
President Jeanette Bayardel, which is me.
Yes.
You haven't seen me yet.
That's right.
But you will.
One day?
One day.
In the office?
In the office.
Oh my god, I'm here
I
for
it. I said it here first.
You have my vote. Right.
Okay, good.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that.
We need women running this country. Seriously.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
Yes.
Well, enjoy tonight. It's so much fun. You're going to laugh so hard. So.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited about laughing.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's what we all need right now, right?
Oh my goodness. But what we've been through,
yes.
We have been through some traumatic things in the past couple of years, so it's going to be nice to sit down and laugh.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
How excited are you to see the show tonight?
I'm so excited. I've just said it a few times. I cannot tell you how excited I am that there is a platform, that there's a play, that somebody, why it's taking this long, I don't know, but
yeah.
You will see the most genius women on that stage tonight. I don't know anything about the play other than it's about the presidency, but I do know the women on that stage I've known for decades. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to spend the evening with them. Because it's the greatest meal that I will ever have. It's like, it's just thrilling.
Absolutely. Well, I'm not going to give too much away about the show, but there is an iconic part of it where it involves a blue slushy and Crocs. Are you a blue slushy kind of gal or a Crocs kind of gal?
I'm a Crocs girl.
Yeah?
Yeah. I you know, anything that's comfy and waterproof, I think, is a good to go. And lots of colors to match your outfit. I think Crocs are the way to go. They also have opening night Crocs now.
Oh, my God.
They have high heel Crocs.
Yes. That's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about the Gilded Age. How is that going?
Oh, it's so great. It's been such a wonderful experience. Not so great putting the corset on after quarantine.
Oh, I bet.
That was just stressful, to say the least.
Oh, my God.
But I had a great time. I love saying his words. And, of course, all the women are women from the Broadway community. We've all known
yes.
each other forever. It was like being at camp with corsets.
Seriously. And playing with friends, of course, right?
Heaven.
Yeah. I love the show. I love the cast.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Your work is so good. Thank you.
Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, thanks for stopping
all right.
by.
See
Enjoy
you,
the
yes,
show.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Extremely excited. It's an all-women show. I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Couldn't be more excited. Yeah.
So in the show, there's a big iconic part where it's blue slushies and Crocs. Which one do you prefer?
Blue slushies, absolutely.
Blue slushies, even though they turn your mouth green?
Yes, that's the whole point.
They can't, like, you can't do it before a big show, though, right?
Why not?
Fair enough. Have you seen Beetlejuice now that it's back on Broadway?
I have not seen it yet, but I hear it is absolutely popping.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth is the nicest gal, and
yeah.
I'm so happy she's doing it.
I love that. Well, I'm excited for you to see the show because it's absolutely hilarious, and I know you're
yeah.
going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, enjoy the show, and thanks for stopping by.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thanks.
Talk to me about tonight. How excited are you to see POTUS?
It's a comedy, yes. And it's women, and it's new, and it doesn't take itself too seriously, I hear. So, like, I'm here to support.
From a writer's perspective, like, how, like, creative is it to write something like this?
It's freeing.
Yeah.
Comedy is hard.
Right.
Comedy does not get the same amount of love in the theater. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Not that drama is easy, but, like, to make people laugh for 2 hours, that's work. And
yeah.
So, from what I hear, it's so beautiful and so awesome, and so I'm excited to support it.
It totally is. Well, I'm not sure if you heard, but in the show, there's a blue slushie that's a big, big iconic part, and then, of course, the Crocs that are a big part.
Yes.
Are you a blue slushie guy, or are you a Crocs kind of guy?
I'm a Crocs backstage kind of guy. Like, let's slip on the Crocs to go from...
With the robe and everything.
Yeah, like, let's go to the, you know, the room, right. The green room, and then wear our Crocs to the dressing room.
Right.
Yeah, we love a Croc.
Okay.
Yes.
I love it. Well,
are you sponsoring this?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
So
there's not free Crocs, like...
There's not, but you may be able to grab them.
Okay. Oh!
I don't know, there's a bunch.
No, I'm not touching that dirty pile of Crocs.
Seriously. Well, enjoy tonight.
Fresh.
Thank you so much.
Fresh?
Sent from Crocs. You can actually take one with you.
No way. Are they actually
sent
from
Crocs? Yes, sent from Crocs.
Oh, my God. So maybe they are sponsoring this.
Okay. They are sponsoring. Great. That's great. Wonderful. Let's do it.
We're learning something new. Well, thank you so much and enjoy the show.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
How are you managing, like, doing the show? Are you just collapsing at the end of each Saturday and Wednesday?
Oh, I'm very tired. Beckett, our son, is with us, and it's exhausting.
Yeah.
And I've never actually had a job like this where I've had to parent at the end of the day or parent the next morning. And I just want to say thank you to my mom and dad for you know, doing this. My husband's amazing, like helping me out. Like, he let me sleep in today till 10. That's all because of this guy. But yeah, I'm so grateful that I get to do this. It's such a special time. I brought Beckett by the marquee the other day, and he like got to see my photo up on that.
Did he realize it was you?
Oh yes, Papa. Yeah, Papa.
Oh,
Papa.
Yes.
But he's a little confused as to why I was on the side of a building.
Right.
Yeah.
And one last question: the show has Crocs in it. Is quite a large part of the show. Do you wear Crocs?
This show.
Yeah.
I actually just got a pair.
You did?
The Ranch Crocs. It's a Ranch Crocs. They're in LA. I haven't worn them yet, but I'm very excited to try them on.
They're waiting for us back in Los Angeles.
And he'll share them because we share.
I hear they're very comfortable to cook in. Let's not talk about cooking now.
No.
We're not doing that anymore. But
I'm still terrible in the kitchen.
Yeah, Justin's mother's very angry at both of us.
How excited are you to see your neighbors tonight?
My neighbors, very excited, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know this entire cast, so I'm thrilled for them. Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
So exciting. I can't wait to see Take Me Out.
Oh, thank you so much. You'll enjoy it. Yes, thank you.
I'm so excited.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Take a Bow, POTUS. Oh, my gosh. And literally everyone involved in POTUS, literally everyone who I was able to talk to that night, anyone that saw the show, just so much fun. It was so freaking good. I love that show. And you can tell from these interviews, I mean, at the beginning of the round of interviews that you heard, those were all the cast. You can tell that they're all just absolute characters. They're all hilarious. All of them are comedians, honestly. It's unbelievable, that cast and what they're able to do on a nightly basis and making everybody laugh. It's so timely. There's messages beyond anything that is kind of discussed in these interviews and even in the show and what it's advertising, because it's like POTUS behind every man is a group of seven women trying to keep him alive. And it's just so much more than that. And I really hope that everyone is able to experience the show and be able to watch the show. And I thought it was a wonderful time to air it because it is involved in this year's Tony season. It did get a lot of nominations. Congratulations to Rachel Dratch for her nomination, for her incredible performance in this show. Literally, she's a walking SNL skit. So, like, she doesn't even need anything scripted. She doesn't need anything. She is a riot through and through. It's who she is. She's perfect. She's made for this stuff. So happy for her. She totally deserves this. It's her Broadway debut, and she absolutely nails it. So she literally looks like a pro up there. So everyone go check out POTUS. Everyone, congratulations to all everyone involved in POTUS. It's just so, so freaking good. And I hope you enjoyed these fun little interviews and have an inside scoop to the show, talking about the cast, talking about little hidden things in the show that we talk about, like the Crocs and the Slushies. And just all the other fun stuff that's involved in it. And I think that in listening to all of the wonderful celebrities that also attended the show, people are really excited about this show, and they should be. So you should go check it out, because I promise you, you will not regret it. It's hilarious. It's truly hilarious, and everybody knows that, and everybody said that in their interviews. Like, I'm just ready to laugh. I'm just ready to have a good time and to watch these wonderful artists perform and tell a story, and they do just that. So I hope this helps kind of motivate you to go check out POTUS and to go see it. If it does, please let me know, because I highly recommend it. And to know that I kind of helped that and inspired you to go see it, that will literally make my day, because it's literally one of my favorite. It may be my favorite play on Broadway this season. So that being said, thank you all for listening to this week's episode. Once again, we will be returning back to regular formatted episodes next week. Thanks for sticking around till the end. I appreciate you all so much for listening. As always, follow us on social media. Follow us on whatever platform you may be listening to this on. Check us out on Patreon. Do all of the things. Any and all your support really goes a long way. So thank you all so much, and I hope you have a great week. Bye, everyone. For this episode's Curtain Call, I would like to recognize a few people who also deserve to take a bow. This podcast would not be possible without the help from Dory Berenstein, Brittany Bigelow, Katie Rosen, Alan Seals, and the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Next in line to take the bow is Tessie Tokash, who edits the audio and all the visuals for this podcast. A special thanks to patrons Brian Thompson, Pat McNamara, the listeners at PCC, as well as all of the other patrons for their continued support. If you're interested in becoming a patron, go to patreon.com/TAB. And if you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to subscribe on the platform that you're currently listening to this on. Also, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram at TakeAbow Podcast. TakeAbow's logo is designed by Giselle Bustos, and the music is by Nikki Torsha and Cormac Collinon. Bye, everyone. Hope to see you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.